Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
And a good morning to you. Michelle Richards on hand as well. Vince is off. He's receiving and getting and bringing his daughter back home from college. So it's staged in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin. It's a very popular show. It's Bravo's Top Chef, and the latest episode was Wednesday night. And what could they talk about?
I'm Kristen Kish, and this season, we're shaking things up.
We're in Wisconsin, but what do you think we're going to see this year?
You know, going into Wisconsin, going to Milwaukee, there's going to be cheese, there's going to be bratwurst.
I need dairy.
And beer.
And a lot of beer.
It's Top Chef. And a lot of cranberries, perhaps. Joining us from What's on Tap, you hear it 2 hours now, 6 p.m. to 8 when there's no brewers.
Yeah.
On WTMJ, it's Sandy Max. Hello, Sandy.
Hello. Good morning, Eric and Michelle. This was a cheese-free episode.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Of Top Chef Wisconsin. Very unusual, but yeah, lots and lots of cranberries. The show started with the three chef judges.
Yeah.
Kristen Kish, Tom Colicchio, and Gail Simmons all standing in waiters in this metal vat of cranberry. So a faux bog, if you will.
You knew they had to bring the bogs in at some point, right?
I would have liked it, though. It would have been great to have some drone shots of this, but it might have been the wrong time of year to get cranberry bogs in the wild. But so they announced that the quick fire challenge was all about cranberries and using them in an unusual way, because if you didn't already know, we learned that Wisconsin is the number one state for cranberries.
So no sauce, no cranberry sauce.
Somebody did a sauce and it got critiqued. It was like, it wasn't unusual. And I think the texture was described as sandy. So I got to hear my name in the show for a moment, you know, but creative. Cranberry, Chef Dan Jacobs from Milwaukee is still in it in last night's episode. It's up to you if you want me to tell you if he packed his knives or not.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I say we should know whether or not to root for our local guy.
He's
still in it. He did not have to pack his knives. He showed up, and he had a cranberry red curry.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So it had a little spice to it then with that curry there? Does that bring a little...
Unfortunately, I didn't get to taste it, but yes. But those are the inventive ways where you think of cranberries either in the can or next to the turkey. So these were inventive ways to do that. So that was the big quick fire challenge, which pretty much everybody dreads because it's like a relay gun. Okay, go.
Yeah, and figure it out.
It did make me laugh, though, when they said, okay, and the clock starts now. And all the chef contestants rush towards this bog using their bowls to scoop out the cranberries. Like, I guess I thought they would get them in a little bowl at their workstations, but no, they just went and
just with their hands
scooped it and got it and started going. But the focus not only was on cranberries, but the elimination challenge was using only ingredients that are indigenous foods. So they had some Native American chefs on. Elena Terry.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Elena Terry is a Ho-Chunk chef. And she greeted everyone in Ho-Chunk and did her introduction. So really brought authentic culture to the show. And there's another three-time James Beard Award-winning chef named Sean Sherman. They were the guest judges. Also for the cranberries, representing Dempsey Cranberry Farm in Wisconsin Rapids, they had a woman named Rochelle. So she was there for the Quick Fire Challenge. But then they also had some guest diners. Jessica Walks First is the executive chef and owner of a Chicago pop-up kitchen, the first Native American pop-up kitchen, which is pretty cool. And then Bryce Stevenson has a restaurant in La Pointe, M-I-I-J-I-M, Mijim. I'm not sure if I'm saying it correct, but really making a focus. When you think about all the ethnic foods, especially here in Wisconsin that we have from immigrants who came from different parts of the world, but we don't really have a strong Native American cuisine, like a restaurant to go to or even a food truck like that. So the challenge was all indigenous ingredients. So that meant no dairy, no sugarcane, no flour, like a lot of these processed foods that all of these chefs are accustomed to experimenting and working with all this time.
Indigenous ingredients. I'm trying to think if I could rattle off that many.
It's
corn.
Yes, perfect. Wild rice. You've got animals like bison, duck,
yes,
goose,
bison, yes,
elk,
sure, like game.
Yes, yes. So it was this really, and mushrooms. So it was real cool. After they announced this challenge, the chefs I was just talking about and all the chef testants sat around a big table and they feasted on all these different types of food, pretty much as research to figure out, okay, well, what can I make now out of squash and vegetables and things that you find and different types of seeds and seasonings that you might not think of. For example, Chef Dan Jacobs, his whole dish was based around sunflower. Everything, using the petals to the seeds to the actual, cool. They call it the choke, like an artichoke. You can roast that and make it. So how do you honor the foods that come from the earth, which is very Native American culture. And the winning dish, I won't tell you who it was, but it was a dessert that the Native American chef judges in particular said, we saw you in the kitchen and the food was telling you what it wanted to be. So, you know, it's this.
I wish that could happen in my kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. It's like instead of trying to make a food be something. So it's been really, really a creative challenge. So that was, it was really nice to see Native American culture be celebrated and really in an authentic way. I felt like they presented it well. I haven't heard any criticisms of, they skipped this or skipped that. So we definitely saw different foods. And we saw a restaurant that I have not been to yet. Have either of you been to Il Servo?
Ooh, is that in the trade?
It's the fancy Italian restaurant in the trade. And that's where the kitchen that the elimination challenge happened. The other
thing, how did it look? Did they
show? Gorgeous. Yeah. Floor to ceiling windows that you could see.
That's a different perspective of the city too,
yes,
from there, I bet.
Yeah. Right next to Fiserv Forum. So that was cool. Again, for anybody who's grown up in Wisconsin and lived in Milwaukee or Madison or seen all these sites, there were, you know, shots of the domes and City Hall. Like, okay, yeah. But it's still bringing you places that you haven't been as far as being a tourist in your own town and watching this. So I haven't been to Il Servo yet, but I'd like to after seeing this, you know.
Now you have to.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And the other interesting thing about the Elimination Challenge, when you talk about all indigenous foods, you don't run around Whole Foods. You know, there is no El Rey for Native American foods. There
Do
is
they
no
have to hunt bison?
Wouldn't that have been fun? That would have been a longer show. But they, the Native American chefs, like, stocked the pantry at the Il Servo kitchen. And there was some nastiness going on there, some elbowing, and people just hoarding stuff. Like, I'm going to take all of these seeds. And somebody's like, does anybody have any raisins? And like, this woman's like pouring out a handful to one of the other chef contestants. So it was an interesting dynamic of really making the point of cuisine and Native American cuisine and the opportunity to celebrate it and make it more, I hesitate to use the word mainstream, but make it more of a choice.
Top Chef Wisconsin airing on Bravo every Wednesday night. Sandy Max from What's on Tap. Okay, to next week. I'm always looking forward to whatever they're going to show next week. What's the little preview? What do we get?
Meat raffle!
Where's Petrano?
A meat raffle and a fish boil.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to see flames. You're going to see, so as much as we did not have cheese in this one, we are leaning all the way back into the
fantastic
Wisconsin tradition. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And it looks like the fish boil is going to be served on a beach. So it looks like we're going to have, like the Discovery World Restaurant Wars, it looks like we're going to have a lot of people who are dining and judging.
Oh, fantastic.
But yeah, it's next week, it's going to be action packed, I think, between the meat raffle and the flambeau of a fish boil.
Much more tonight on What's on Tap, 2-hour program, right?
Yeah, starting
6 p.m.
at 6. Yeah.
Sandy Max, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
8:21 to debate or not to debate. Got some interesting perspective on that.